We're now open to the public. Following consideration of three confidential items, I will read out the resolution that was passed by Council for each of these items. First, CJ046, confidential City of Genoa Freehold Land Lots 200, 201, 202, Canagra Crescent, Greenwood. It's moved, Councillor Amphlett, seconded Mayor Pickard, that Council 1 supports amalgamations of Lot 200, 201, 202, Canagra Crescent, Greenwood. 2, requests the initiation of amendment to District Plan Scheme No. 2 for the purpose of public consultation and recode Lots 200, 201, 202, Canagra Crescent, Greenwood from R20 to R40. 3, notes that funds derived from the sale of the site will be transferred to Joint Performing Arts Culture Facility Reserve Fund. It was passed. All councillors voting in favour except for Councillor Corr, who voted against. Item CJ047, confidential status report, City Freehold Properties proposed for disposal, including the proposed acquisition of Lot 12223 HN12 Black Bottle Parade, Padbury. The recommendation that was moved, Councillor Amphlett, seconded Councillor McLean. The Council 1 notes the status report of the progress of the City's proposed disposal of 7 freehold land sites as at 3rd of March 2015 is detailed in the report CJ047-0315. 2, notes the report will be submitted to Council on the outcome of the public consultation process regarding the proposed acquisition of Lot 12223 HN12 Blackwater Parade, Padbury. 3, by an absolute majority amends Part 3 of Council decision CJ203-10/14 of 21st of October 2014 to read as follows. 3, endorses the subdivision of Lot 701 HN15 Burloss Court, Joondalup for the future disposal of Lot 701 HN15 Burloss Court, Joondalup. 4, request initiation of amendment to District Plan Scheme No. 2 for the purposes of public consultation, recode Lots 642 and 643 Marie Road, Duncraig from R20 to R45. Note a further status report on the progress of the City's proposed disposal of 7 freehold land sites will be submitted to the next meeting of the Strategic Finance Management Committee held on the 4th of July 2015. 6, request additional information be provided on the suitability of aged or dependent persons' dwellings or otherwise on the remaining lots. The motion was carried, all councillors voting in favour except for Councillor Corr, who voted against. Item 048, confidential Pinneroo Point Cafe kiosk expression of interest. An excited Councillor Amphlett moved and Councillor McLean seconded that Council 1 note the information provided by respondents to stage 2 of the expression of interest process in the assessment and evaluation panel contained within the report and determines that ROC WA PTY LTD trading as White Salt is the preferred respondent for the development of a cafe kiosk at Pinneroo Point. 2, requests the Chief Executive Officer to invite ROC WA PTY LTD trading as White Salt to negotiate a memorandum of understanding to facilitate development of a cafe kiosk at Pinneroo Point. 3, requests the Chief Executive Officer to provide a further report to Council after negotiating a memorandum of understanding outlining the intended process for the development of a cafe kiosk at Pinneroo Point. That was passed unanimously. We now move to item 13, announcements and notices of motion for the next meeting. We just need to deal with one procedural matter to reinstate our clause 4.3. So I'll seek a move and second that Council resumes the operation of clause 4.3 of the City of Joondalup Meeting Procedures Local Law 2013 Order of Business. Move Councillor Halverin Prime, seconded Councillor McLean. Is there any debate on this item? By a show of hands, those in favour, those against, I declare that carried and accordingly declare the meeting closed at 10:06 p.m. Thank everyone for their contribution and attendance. Thank you.